Blog Talk Radio.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain. Woo! To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is power.
Come on.
In the name of Jesus.
Come on, you declare it.
There is power. There is power.
There is power
in the name.
In the name of Jesus.
We know where it is to break
every chain.
Break every chain.
Break every chain.
Break every chain.
Come on, say it.
Break every. Break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain.
There's an arm. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up, yeah. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain.
Every chain. You were listening to that by Tasha Cobb. What a powerful song. She says she see an army rising up. She see an army rising up. And that there was power in the name of Jesus. What an awesome, awesome, anointed, powerful song God gave that young woman. Amen. I tell you, God can use anybody. He used the donkey. Hallelujah. If he did it before, he can do it again. Amen. We greet you in the mighty awesome, matchless name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We thank the Lord once again for the wonderful opportunity to come and share with you during this hour of reflection. This is a time of reflection with New Destiny Ministries, and we thank God for you all tuning in each and every day, Monday through Friday, to listen to this awesome broadcast that the Lord gave us an opportunity to host. And we're also thankful for our co-host, Sister Ruby Larry, on today. We just bless the Lord for all that he's doing and all that he has done and all that we're expecting him to do in the lives of his people. We thank God for Sister Ruby, and we're going to be blessed today to hear a word from the Lord coming from Sister Ruby Larry on today. And we just like to thank God for giving her the mind to come and impart a word to his people. Our destiny focus for this week are we are witnesses. We are witnesses. And as I was getting ready to come on the broadcast, I went to 1 John, and we're going to read these four scripture verses into your ear in the day, and we're going to pray, and we're going to get right on into what does say the Lord for us today. We are witnesses. In 1 John chapter 5, verse 6, say, this is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ. Not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth. For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. And there are three that bear witness in the earth. The Spirit and the water and the blood. And these three agree in one. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. Hallelujah. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God, which he had testified of his Son. And let me read that last verse, verse 10. Say, he that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God had made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. So guess what? Jesus Christ is our greatest witness, because he was the Son of God. He was the one that was sent, hallelujah, to bear witness that God, his creator, sent him to do a job. Amen. So we're just thankful today. We're thankful for having a Savior. We're thankful for having a Lord of Lords, a King of Kings, and that's none other than our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So we're going to open up with the word of prayer. Before we do that, we want to, again, thank you for tuning in. We want to remind you that we're on Monday through Friday at 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's 3 p.m. Central and 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Monday through Friday. And on Saturday, we have Minister Billy Burns that hosts the Saturday segment under the same umbrella. And our call-in number is always the same, area code 858-683-1334. And she hosts the segment on Saturday called They Overcame. And this is a time for you to give your thrilling, powerful, anointed testimonies of what God has done in your life. Amen. And she airs at 5 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 7 a.m. Central, and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Sunday, we have early Sunday morning prayer, and we invite you all to tune in at 7 a.m. Pacific Time, and we offer up the Lord corporate prayer for about 30 to 45 minutes each and every Sunday morning. Amen. And by way of contact, if you'd like to contact us, you can visit our website at www.newdestinyministriesplural.com. And you can listen to these messages in their entirety and also learn a little about this ministry. Amen. And if you want to reach us by email, you can reach us at New Destiny Ministries 54@gmail.com. Amen. And by way of mail, you can reach us at Post Office Box 5702, Stockton, California. The zip is 95205. Amen. We certainly appreciate you sharing your wonderful testimonies. We appreciate any praise reports or anything else, any announcements or anything else that you would like for us to share on our radio broadcast. We'll be more than happy. Amen. We want to continue to remember the bereaved family. Remember Sister Patrice. She lost her father last week. We want to continue to lift up that family in prayer. Amen. So let's go to the throne of grace. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we come boldly to your throne of grace on this afternoon. And Lord God, we're asking you to bless us. We're asking you to continue to keep your blood covering around our homes, around our children, around our families and our neighbors and even this country, Lord God, all of our leaders, Lord God, we're asking you to shield and guide and protect them, Lord God. Oh, God, and we're asking you to continue to remember us as we go through all of our different tests and our trials and our tribulations. Lord, let us not be weary and well-doing, God, but let us go through, Lord God, looking to you. Looking to you, for you are the author and the finisher of our faith. Lord God, we thank you for your renewed mercies on this morning. We know that your mercies are renewed each and every morning. Lord God, we thank you for our co-host, Sister Ruby Larry. We thank you for all of the listeners that call in via the telephone lines and call in and listen live on the internet, and those that come into the chat room, Lord God, we thank you. We thank you for all of our Facebook friends and our Twitter friends. We thank you for all of our sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus that are holding up the blood-stained banner. God, we're asking you to continue to give them grace, continue to give them mercy, continue to let them lean and depend on you. Help us to trust more in your word, God, and help us, Lord God, not to look on the things of ourselves, God, but to look upon the things of others. You say to think on those things that are pure, those things that are lovely, those things that are of a good report. You told us also to pray for our enemy. Pray for those that despitefully use us, Lord God. So we binding up everything that's not like you today, God. Oh, God, we asking you to send healing right now in the name of Jesus. We asking you to send your comfort to, Lord God, and comfort the bereaved family of Sister Patrice, Lord God. Touch her, Lord God. Touch her siblings and the grandchildren and all the members of that family, Lord God. Strengthen them in their hour of need. Remember Brother Mike, Lord God. Lord God, and I'm asking you to remember my sister Danielle and all those women that are in prison all over the nation, Lord God. Remember my son. Go to Angola, Louisiana right now and minister to him, Lord God. Remember my mother, my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren. God, remember all of our family members as a whole, Lord God. Oh, we bless you today, God. We thank you. We asking you to anoint the speaker of the hour today, God. Hallelujah. Let her be able to speak with clarity. Let us be able to speak with conviction, Lord God, where men's hearts would be pricking. They would ask, what must I do, Lord God? Because we are all witnesses, and you're calling us, Lord God, into this body, hallelujah, to be effective witnesses, people that won't be ashamed of you, people that won't be ashamed to declare your name and to declare this generation. Oh, God, we're asking you to bless our going in and our coming out, God. Oh, God, remember Sister Carter, the one that comes on and pray on Sundays with us. We're asking you to bless our Lord God. strengthen, oh Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, and all of our listeners that call in, Lord God, name by name, one by one, we're asking you to bless them. Give them a greater awareness, Lord God, of what you're calling for in this last and evil day. And we'll be so ever grateful, so ever thankful to give you all the glory and all the praise, God. Help us to become effective witnesses, Lord God. Oh, God, we thank you for Pastor Hamilton that comes on Provoke Fridays. We thank you for him. Thank you for the woman of God, Pastor McCullough, that came on yesterday. Continue to strengthen our God. Bless our ministry, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord God, and we give you glory and we give you praise in Jesus' name. Lord God, we're just so honored today to have Sister Ruby Larry to come and minister the word for us today. Sister Ruby has been faithful. She's been faithful to the Lord. She's been faithful to God's people. She loved God's people, and she loved the word of God. And she just loved doing whatever her hands find to do. Amen, amen. And we just appreciate her. We appreciate the sacrifices that she's made for this ministry. We appreciate the sacrifices that she's made for her family. We appreciate the sacrifices that she makes coming on and learning about different little aspects of this radio blog talk. We thank God for her. Amen. Amen. She is certainly a very studious person. Hallelujah. She's a good steward. She's very punctual, and she's just serious about anything pertaining to the kingdom of God. She's been with us through the inception of this broadcast, and we just appreciate her. So with no further ado, we'd like to present to some and introduce to others our speaker for the hour, and that's none other than Sister Ruby Larry. We call her Mother Ruby, Mama Ruby. Amen. We just bless the Lord for her today. So God bless you, Sister Ruby. We appreciate you coming and share with us on the day.
Oh, praise the Lord, Evangelist Bernard, and thank you so much for this opportunity that you have given me. I don't take it lightly, so I just want to say a prayer. Lord, I thank you for allowing me to be on your broadcast, because this is your broadcast, because you send your rhema word from heaven on this earth for your royal family and your blessed people, Lord. You said all souls are yours. If I have said or done anything that's against your throne and against the word of God, Lord, I repent, because we don't want this word to be hindered. We want it to go forth with anointing and power that you have instituted from heaven above to your people. We thank you, we love you, and we praise you. And let me decrease that you may increase. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Okay, we thank the Lord for Evangelist Bernard allowing me to bring the subject today. And the subject, she said, was we are witnesses, but I say we are witnesses for Jesus Christ. So I thank you for that. So what I'm going to do, I'm not going to go to the death and burial of Jesus Christ. I'm just going to focus on the resurrection. And I wanted to go to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 15, to see that what he said, what Jesus said about it, about the resurrection. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 15, and that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them, and he rose again. So I'm going to go with the resurrection today. And if you want to, you can always go back and go in the scripture and find out how when Jesus died on the cross, and he died and he was buried and he rose again. So for to do that, it would take about 2 days. There's so many scriptures here. So I say to y'all, if you want to go back, it's fine. So I'm going to Luke chapter 24. Here we go. But I had it here. Luke chapter 24. I'm going to go to verses 34. I'm going to read a little bit today. I'm going to verse 34 because the Lord Jesus Christ has risen and he's with the disciples now. Verse 34, I'm reading out the King James Version. Saying the Lord is risen indeed and have appeared to Simeon. And they told what things were done in the way. and how he was known of them in breaking of bread. And as they thus spoke, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and said unto them, Peace be unto you. But they were terrified and afraid, and supposed that they had seen a spirit. And he said unto them, Why are you troubled? And why do thoughts arise in your heart? Behold, my hands and my feet, that it is I myself handle me. And see, for a spirit have not flesh and bones, as you see me have. And when he had thus spoken, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they yet believe not for joy, and while they yet believe not for joy and wonder, he said unto them, Have you here any meat? And they gave him a piece of broil fish and of a honeycomb. And he took it and did eat before them. And he said unto them, These are the words which I have spoken unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the laws of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me. Then opened he their understanding. Lord, we thank you. We want you to open up our understanding and wisdom and knowledge today, that they might understand the scriptures, and said unto them, Thus is written, and thus is behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day. So he rose from the grave the third day. There's a witness right there in the word. And that repentance and remission of sin should be preached in his name among all nations. And where was it going to be? Beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things. And behold, I'll send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. Till you be endued with power from on high. And he led them out as far as Bethany. And he lifted up his hands and blessed them. And it came to pass while he blessed them, he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. And they worshiped him, and they returned to Jerusalem with great joy and were continually in the temple praising and blessing God. Amen. So let's go to the book of Acts. I just wanted to read that to know that he has risen, and he went to his disciples, and they seen that what he have told them prior, he's doing it this time. So then I'm going to go from Acts chapter 1, the Acts of the Apostles, through 6, I think. So let's go here. Verse 1, the former treaty have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach, until the day in which he was taken up. After that, he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen. He chose apostles, to whom also he showed himself alive with passions by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. He rose and he went to his disciples, just like I read, and he expounded the things over he had taught them for the 3 years. He expounded them, and he was with them for 40 days, it says this in the word, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which said he, Ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, will thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, It is not for you to know the time or the season which the Father had put in his own power. And then Acts 1 and 8. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem, that I've been to Jerusalem, and all in Judea, that I'm witness in Judea, and in Samaria, that I'm witness in Samaria, and to the othermost parts of the earth. That's where we're at, the church. We're witnessing to the othermost part of the earth on this broadcast. We don't know. We know it's going out of the United States, and Jesus Christ has set up this broadcast, and we know that. So we're witnessing unto the other earth of the part. Now, here I'm going to chapter 2, where the promise is coming to the apostles. And when, chapter 2, verse 1, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. We got to be in one accord, and we got to be in one place receiving the gift of what Jesus said he would do, the promise of the Holy Ghost with power and fire. Verse 2, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like of a fire, and it set upon each of them. And they were all, not one, not two, not three, not four. Verse 4 at Acts chapter 2, it says, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. It says the Spirit have to give you utterance. You can't get it yourself. Jesus Christ has to give it to you for you can speak in spirit and utterance. So I'm going to Acts chapter 2, verse 37. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart. Have you been pricked in your heart? And said unto Peter, to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter, being over everything, because the Lord gave Peter the keys to the kingdom, then Peter said unto them, repent. We got to repent first. And be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for what? The remission of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Praise the Lord for that. So now I read how the Lord takes you and he saves you and he brings you into the family of God. And once you get baptized and once you receive the Holy Ghost, then you are willing and able to go out and witness, as it says in Acts 1:8. I'm going to read that again. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem. Well, they done witness in Jerusalem already. And like I said, in all Judea, they done witness in Judea. And in Samaria, they done witness in Samaria. And to the othermost parts of the earth. So we're witnessing to the othermost parts of the earth today. So I just thank Jesus Christ for how we are to be obedient to the commandment that he set for his church, that we must repent. And what is repentance? Repentance is turn away from your sins and turn to Jesus Christ. And then you must be baptized. It's a three-step process here. You must be baptized, everyone, not some, not maybe a few, not 55, not 105, but he said all of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. So that once you have done the commandment that Jesus has set in his commandments for you to do, then you're in the church where the Lord has put you in there, the local church, the assembly that he has put you in, and now you can become a witness. Isn't that exciting that you're a sinner by grace? The Lord Jesus Christ has already said that long as you repent, he forgive you of all your sins. It's in the river. It's washed no more. Then you go down in that watery grave, and he do circumcision on your heart and make it flesh. And then you come up in the newness of life in Jesus Christ with the anointing and power, and he put the Holy Ghost in you so you can have power to go forth, to call out the devils, to call dudes. to call out to witness, to be an effective witness for Jesus Christ. So I just thank you for we're going forth from there. I read Luke chapter 24, verse 34 to 53, and then I read 1 through 7. Acts 1 through 8, I think I did. So, and then I went over to how you have to, after the Holy Ghost came in chapter 2, after the day of Pentecost, it was 50 days for Pentecost. That was in the Old Testament where they went to Jerusalem and they celebrated the Pentecost. But Jesus Christ said, he was with them 40 days, and then 10 days later, they received the gift of the Holy Ghost. So that was the 50 days of feast. So we just thank the Lord for that. So now we know how that he requires us to come into the family of Jesus Christ. So, you know, I just thought about it, and I said, you know, Lord, this witness is so awesome, because it got to be put in us and it's got to be stirred up, and we have to have the anointing and the power. So I thank the Lord today that he has given us power, dunamis power, to walk on serpents, to live this godly life on this earth, to be a witness for him, to let our light show shine in this dark world, that men may see our works and glorify Jesus, which is in heaven. So me and Evangelist Joshua had done a witness manual about 5-6 years ago. And in that, it was like a guideline door-to-door witness. And, you know, a lot of times we need to be taught. Even though we're saved with the full of the Holy Ghost, we're coming out the world into the kingdom of Jesus Christ. So we need to be taught spiritually and how we affect it when we go out to witness, to your jobs, to being outside walk, to wherever the Lord will lead you. So I'm going to go over a few steps about the guideline to door-to-door witnessing, or witnesses in your home or whatever. I think it's so blessing that Jesus Christ has given us this manual to we can understand and we can grow and we can seek his face and find out just what he requires of us to be an effective witness. So it's in your church, you have to be approved from your pastor. You have to be warm-hearted and cheerful. And then two things you keep in mind when you're witnessing: Jesus and sin. Two things you deal with: sin and its solution. It is a solution for sin, people, saints of God. It is a solution. Just have to repent and not turn away from it. And do not enter into arguments. Refrain from both harvesting. And, you know, we're talking at the same time. Do not interrupt each other. Let one talk and the other pray. Pray is in order, silently. Yet be ready to enter the conversation when it seems wise. Show sincerity. You know, when you're knocking or you're witnessing and the Lord has opened up their heart to receive it, leave with a kind word and an invitation to attend next Sunday service. You know, you invite them because you're a witness and the Lord has opened the door for you to do that. And you almost always got to know your church calendar and activities. It's a must that you know that, because if you're out or in on your job or you're in the store or wherever the Lord opened up an avenue for you to witness to his people, because, you know, he said all souls are his, say the Lord. So you got to know your church calendar and activity. So you always should have a witness. Witness scriptures. You always should have a track, and on that track it should be set up where the name of the church, hallelujah, the pastor, the address where the church is located, and then you tell them what you believe on that track. So you always have to keep a track with you. Now, this is what you call effective witnesses. Like Evangelist Bernard got the subject from Jesus Christ this week, and she said we are witnesses, and we are. But I say we are witnesses for Jesus Christ. And evangelist, it means the winning or revival of personal commitments to Christ and proclaiming the good news. It's so many scriptures in here, and I'm going to give it to you if you can write down. Then you can read them at your leisure. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11 and 12. And witnessing a testing of a fact or event, one who has personally knowledge of something to bear witness about. You have to have something that you done what the Bible say done. And Jesus came in and filled you with the Holy Ghost and you got taught. So you're out there witnessing to your family, to your job, to the streets, wherever he opens an avenue for you to go, or with your church group. Normally churches go out maybe once a month, or maybe on a Saturday, once a month, or whichever way they have their outreach ministry set up. So, and you can find testifying is in Acts chapter 22, verse 15, and then Matthew chapter 4, verse 19. And I'm going over that because it takes us a little bit in here, and if I read, then, you know, it'll be a little longer. So I'm asking you to write down the scriptures or go back into the archives and you can hear the message, and then you can get it from there. And you know what? The purpose of witnessing. Why do we want to witness? It's going to the lost. We have lost people all over this world and all out of this world, all over, everywhere, from United States to every nation it is. So we're going to the lost, right in our backyards, next door, wherever is the opening that Jesus Christ say go with anointing. When he speak to you, you must go. Giving them the gospel where they are. You want to give them the gospel in the dope house, in the crack house, in the alcohol store, wherever the Lord opened the door for you. Bringing them into the fellowship. Let me read that again. Bringing them into the fellowship of God's people. Isn't that a blessing that we were sinners in shame and Jesus cleaned us up and brought us in and say, come, my people, come, my children. And we repented and he baptized us in that great watery grave and he brought us up in the newness of life and filled us with the Holy Ghost to work in his ministry. Isn't that something? He took a sinner and made us a saint. How only Jesus could do that. So I just thank him today because I remember when I was one of them sinners and didn't know I was in shame or whatever because I wasn't spiritually minded. I wasn't called into the kingdom. I thought when Jesus called me into the kingdom that I just was going to go there and take a seat and go to Sunday service and come on home. I didn't know you had to get prepared to get your heart right, to get your mind right, to live right, to be right. Of your brother and your sister. I said, Lord, I thank you. And he given us, sinners, saved by grace. He's given us an opportunity. And just like he changed Saul's name to Paul, he changed us from sinner to saint. Aren't you excited about that today? I'm excited. Hallelujah. I get so excited because he want to use us, a sinner, that sin against him. He had to come in that dark place where we were living. We may have been on drugs. We may have been a prostitute. We may have had a homosexual tendency. We may have had this. We may have had that. But he said, I'm bringing you in, and I'm going to save you, and I'm going to clean you up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He gave us work in his kingdom. Look, he trusts us. Isn't that y'all ought to be excited today? You ought to be.
Hallelujah.
That this the Jesus that loves us so much, and he came back and he redeemed us from Adam all the way back. It took, 14 generations, but he came that he may save and a sinner. Hallelujah. 14 generations he came and he refined us back to him. So I'm excited. I don't know about y'all, but I get excited about when I think about all the filth and the shame and all I have done in my life. And you know, I guess I'm stopping right here. But you know, it's something when I thought about it and I said, Lord, I never knew this before. I never knew when they said bread from on high. I was going to the store and buy bread and cut it up. I ain't know nothing about no scriptures, no Bible, no living holy. He said if you love him and you want to be with him, he will not only teach you, he will lead and guide you. And saints, that is awesome. I am a living witness that he will lead and guide you out of drugs, out of shame, and out of filth. And you know, he took me. I said, Lord, I thank you. I ain't know nothing about no being saved. I guess I'm going here with a testimony, man. And I said, Lord, I'm 50-something years old. But listen out there in radio land or broadcast land, he can save you if you're 85.
Hallelujah.
And I didn't know anything, so I'm sitting up there saying to myself, well, all these young people in the church, you know, their mind is like a sponge. And here I am, 50-something, and I'm trying to start, you know, he started me from the beginning. But, you know, I say, Lord, I thank you. I got to get his testimony. I said, Lord, you, because you have moved that stumbling block from me. And you said, call out and cry out to you. And you're no respect of person. You're no respect of age. So I'm here to tell you that about the age. He saved me, I think, when I was 53. I say, Lord, and then they say, you done done everything you done done. Now you want to preach to us. I say, well, it doesn't matter if I'm 50 or 20. I have gotten the Lord. The Holy Ghost is in me. I have prayed and fasted and seek his faith, and he have drawn me out of all my family. He have drawn me. So when y'all think about it, y'all probably are the ones that the Lord have drawn, and we need to go back and minister to our families and our friends and our loved ones. So, okay, then here I go. I guess I got excited.
Thank you, Lord.
Word is to be preached by us. The three conditions. Hello?
Yes.
Is that me? Okay. I don't know what. Okay. Three conditions we must meet if the world is to be reached by us. We got to accept total responsibility. We got to accept total responsibility for our feet, for the Lord bringing us into our church. We have to be responsible for that seat we sat on. We got to know that he gave us a seat into his kingdom with his precious people, just like I said, they want to fellowship with God's people. Once we go in there, we're responsible for that seat he has assigned to us. And that you can find that in Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 6 through 10. Have sufficient training. 2 Timothy chapter 2, 15. Believe that this. Hello?
Yes, we still hear Sister Ruby.
Oh, I hear background. Believe that discipleship means evangelist. And you can find that in Luke chapter 14, verse 23. And then you can find it in Matthew chapter 4, 19, and Acts 1 and 8. I read that to beginning. And you know, it's a self-preparation for witnessing. Qualifications, a compassion for souls. And you can find that in Luke chapter 10, verse 33. Now, you must have personal knowledge and experience of salvation, knowledge of Jesus as your own personal Savior. And you can find that in John chapter 15, verse 16. There's a lot of scriptures here, but I won't read them. You can go and read them or write them down and read them at your leisure. Knowledge of sin forgiven. We got to know that the sin is forgiven. Like I said, how you go in that watery grave. And you can find that in, like I read, Luke 24, 47, and 1 John 1, 7. Knowing Christ can deliver us from the power of sin. We got to know that he can deliver us from the power of sin. That's why he put repentance. The begin of the salvation is three steps. Repentance, be baptized in Jesus' name for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the Holy Ghost. He didn't say you could or would. He said you shall. So you got to believe it by faith and knowing that if he got you, he's going to give you the Holy Ghost to do the work in the ministry that he has assigned you to. Because we all are witnesses for Jesus Christ. We all must witness for him once we have done the requirements he has asked us to do. Knowing Christ can deliver us daily from the power and sin. That you can find that in Psalms chapter 12, 121, verse 7. And you must live the best, a victorious life. And that's 2 Timothy 2:19-22. And you must live a surrendered life. Philippians 3:13-14. And you must have a vision. And you must be have Bible study in you, all them strips. Know your enemy. We got to know our enemy. The enemy is not your brother and sister. The enemy is the devil. We got to know that. Anytime something go on, it's the enemy that came over and took over. It's not your brother and it's not your sister. They have allowed the enemy to come in and stay there, and that's where you have to see. You can't get upset with your brother and your sister because the Bible says you got to love one to another. So we got to get that understandable. And then we got to have effective, firm, fervent prayer. And you can find that in Acts chapter 6, verse 4. And you have to have discipline, appearance. And then you got to have faith. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. And then, you know, we made this book, this manual, this witness manual for you to go out and to know what God requires for us as we call ourselves, as we want to be witnesses. We say we are witnesses, but how do we please the Lord with what he wants us to do, and how do we allow him to change all of that gook and stuff in us so that we can be spiritually bound, spiritually fed, spiritually walk, spiritually talk, spiritually love, and spiritually give. Now, the 10 reasons for witnessing. Jesus said, I'm reading it now, there is joy in the presence of the angel of God over one sinner that repents. Listen, you got one soul you saved. You call them to come into the church, and they come, and they get saved and commit their life to Jesus, and they get baptized, and Jesus fill them with the Holy Ghost. He said, a God over one sinner that repents. You can find that in Luke chapter 15, verse 10. And we are the witness to men, women, and children, to Christ will also make the local church rejoice. Witnessing to men, women, and children will also make the local church rejoice. The following of a list of 10 reasons why a strong witnessing evangelistic ministry must be the vision which is brought to reality within your local church. And here the witness is the command of Jesus Christ. Jesus giving the local church the challenge of the Great Commission, which was handed down to his apostles. Now, these are the apostles who were with Jesus, commanding them to go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have command you. And lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world. Amen. And you can find that in Matthew 28:19-20. It tells you to go out and make disciples of all men. The last word Jesus left with his followers before he ascended into heaven are found, here we go, in Acts chapter 1, verse 8. He gave the founders of the first century church a promise, but you shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria, unto the othermost parts of the earth. That keeps coming back. We got to remember that. To witness, express our obedience and love to Christ. Jesus said in John chapter 14, verse 15, if you love me, keep my commandments. 1 John 5:2-4 reads, by this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. To truly express our obedience to Jesus Christ, we must not only know that telling others about Christ is essential, we must follow up our knowledge, what we know and learn, with works and action. But ye be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own self. You can find that in James chapter 1, verse 32. So we're given a lesson in the word today. a witness gives the Christian a better assurance of his salvation or their salvation. Since taking the great news of salvation to all men is a challenge to all Christians, we must be obedient to this command. As we keep his commandments, we are sure of our relationship with God. And you can find that in 1 John chapter 2, verse 3 through 5. And hereby we know that we know him if we keep his commandments. He that said, I know him and keep not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoso keep his word in him, verily is the love of God perfected, whereby know we that we are in him. Okay, and witnessing glorify our Heavenly Father. Look at all this the Lord is giving. It's nothing but a blessing. Hallelujah. John chapter 15 tells us much about the union of the church and Jesus Christ and about our responsibility to bear fruit. The following are verses that clearly show us what Christ expects of our local churches. John 15 and 2. Every branch in me that bear not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that bear fruit, he purgeth, that it may bring forth more fruit. John 15, chapter 15 and 4. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear of itself, except it abides in the vine, no more can ye, except you abide in me. John chapter 15, verse 5. I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abide in me, and I am him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. For without me, you can do nothing. John chapter 15 and 8. Wherein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit? So shall ye be my disciples. The fruit of the pear tree is pears. Apple tree should bear apples. The fruit of a Christian should bear other Christians. When local churches are not producing Christians, they're not glorifying their Heavenly Father. Witness continued the same example of Jesus when he was on the earth. Jesus is our master, teacher, and example. You can find that in Philippians chapter 2, verse 5. I'm going to read it, saying, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. We should desire to live as much like Jesus as possible. He is our pattern. Therefore, Jesus was an honest, earnest witness. You can find that in John chapter 14, verse 10. Believe thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me. The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwell in me. He does the work. We should strive to follow his example. In the gospel, we read of Jesus dealing with person after person, and he done it one at a time. He won his 12 apostles through personal work. By reading John chapter 3 and 4, we find many clear principles concerning witness to the lost. Witness and evangelism was the first priority of the first central church. The early church practiced mass evangelist witnessing, as recorded in the book of Acts. The early church worked together, continued daily with one accord in the temple from house to house, with singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. And you can find that in Acts chapter 2, verse 44 and 47. Witness is the only way to tell men how they learn how to be saved and to get to heaven. The local church and each individual Christian must reassess their priorities, church service, meetings, committee, and long-range planning should be geared to winning men and women, boys and girls to Christ. And you can find that in Romans 10, verse 14. We're talking today about witnessing. We are the witnesses for Jesus Christ. So this is what we're talking about today, and I'm reading and setting up the 10 reasons for witnessing continue. And I'm going, witness is our responsibility. Witness is our responsibility. If we do not witness to others about Jesus Christ, his redeeming work, and his unconditional love, we will be held responsible before God. God said in Ezekiel 33, verse 8, when I say unto the wicked, O wicked man, thou shalt surely die if thou dost not speak to warn the wicked from his ways, that wicked man shall die in his iniquities. But his blood will I require at thy hand. Paul said in Acts 20, verse 26 and 27, I am pure from the blood of all men, for I have not shunned to declare unto you all the counsel of God. And, you know, witness bring the church into spiritual unity. You know, we need unity in the body of Christ. We need unity with our brothers and sisters. The Christian is outfitted by the Holy Spirit to work, and everyone is fitted, placed in the body to work as one. Psalms 133 and verse 1, behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 8 says, finally be ye all of one mind, having compassion one of another, love as brethren, be pitiful and be courageous. And 10, witness is the main priority of the church, outreach and evangelistic ministry. Outreach, evangelist, and ministry should be the priority of every born-again Christian. This is a form of worship through obedience to the commandment of God. By sacrifice, the worker is tithing some of the time God has blessed them with. Participation both strengthens the worker and glorify the Heavenly Father. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. And you can find that in Matthew's chapter 5, verse 16. Matthew's chapter 5, verse 16. And here we go. Don't forget to pray. Prayer is essential. If you want Jesus to develop your spirit, you must pray. Jesus said, after this manner, therefore pray you. Read Matthew chapter 6, verse 9. Prayer is a channel through which the Holy Spirit flows. James 5, verse 16. God is seeking intercessors to stand in the gap before him. Ezekiel 22, verse 30. Don't forget to fast. The importance of prayer, Daniel 6, chapter 6, verse 10. Prayer is conversing or communicating with God. It is a personal, sincere utterance of one soul to God. It may be spoken or it may be a deep groaning from within. And you can find that in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1 through 5. Why should we pray? To keep from fainting and giving up. Luke chapter 18 and 1. We are commanded by the word. Ephesians 6, 18. God will hear you, 1 John 5, verse 14 and 15, to resist temptation, Matthew 26, verse 41, to make our petition or request, John chapter 15, verse 7. How to pray? We can pray in the Spirit, Romans 8, 26, 27. In the name of Jesus, John 16, 23, 27. Recognizing and praising God, Matthew 6, verse 9 and 11. Pray in faith, believing, Mark 11, 24. Pray in secret, Matthew 6 and 6. Jesus gave us an example in Matthew 26, chapter, verse 39. And here we go, prayer and fasting. Prayer and fasting are the master keys. Read the book of Esther, especially chapter 4, verse 1. Oh, Moses fasted. Exodus 34, 27, 28. Daniel fasted. Daniel 10, verse 2. Jesus fasted. Luke, verse 4, chapter 4, verse 2. Fasting caused...
Y'all witness this.
Hello. Fasting caused the flesh to suffer. come under subjection to the spirit, and it strengthens your inner man, your inner spirit.
Amen.
Matthew 6, verse 16 through 18. Moreover, when you fast, be not as the hypocrites of a sad countenance. They disfigure their face that they may appear unto men to fast. Verily I say unto you, have their reward. But thou, when thou fast, anoint thy head and wash thy face, that thou appear not unto men to fast, but unto thy Father which is in heaven. And thy Father which sees in secret shall reward thee openly.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
One more. And the element of prayer, adoration, worship, and praise. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Respect and admiration, thy kingdom come. Humility, thy will be done. Poverty, dominion and power, in earth as it is in heaven. As in heaven, so in earth. Guardian, give us this our daily bread and accessory. Also forgive us our sins, as we forgive our debtors, those who have sinned against us. And then is God. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And then we're going to praise and worship him. Spoken gratitude. Thy is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. The attitude of prayer is in close relationship with Jesus. Humility, God is sovereign. Expectation, anticipate his answer with hope. God is faithful. Forget to give them. I exalt thee, therefore, that first of all, supplication, prayer, intercession, and giving thanks be made for all men.
Amen.
Amen. So that's the witness manual that me and Evangelist Bernard, Evangelist Joshua, the Lord gave it to us. We were on the witness ministry, and it's evangelist, and it says, Lord, bless us to be your witnesses. We want to be Jesus Christ's witnesses, and that's just a blessing to us from to us. And then, you know, Acts 1 and 8, the Jerusalem, the Samaria, and the other most parts of the earth. So Jesus is calling us today. We're having a universal call because everything has been met. What Jesus Christ allowed us to do, broadcast. This broadcast we are on, and he will have a universal call, and he had a universal call on this broadcast, and I'm sure many others, for 20 months with Evangelist Adrian Bernard as the founder and the host. And she said when we met at the church that the Lord had given her that New Destiny Ministries, a time of reflection. Mm-hmm. I can't remember whether it was 4 or 5 years prior, but it came to pass. And we've been on here 20 months, and I am a witness to know that whatever Evangelist Bernard said that the focus thought of the week is, she waits on Jesus Christ from heaven to send it down to his precious people. And I know that in my spirit. I'm not priming and pumping. Know that Jesus Christ is on this broadcast, and it's a universal call. We are out of United States. It goes all over the world. I think Evangelist Bernard said one day, Saturday, the Saturday broadcast, they was calling in from Australia. They be calling in from all over. We don't know where this word is going to go, but we know we want it to go with power and to be drawn. We want it to be drawn for our families. We want it to be drawn for our friends, our coworkers, each and everywhere that the Lord sent us out to be effective witness for Jesus. So I just thank y'all for listening. This was a teaching. It wasn't a preaching. It was a teaching today about, and this is the Lord gave us. Oh, I have the Lord gave us a song. I don't know what I've done with my book. He gave us a song. I just had it. But anyway, it's just a blessing to share this with you. Like I said, it's a teaching, and I found it. And I can't sing, but, you know, sometimes words are more powerful than this singing. And he gave I think we made this witness manual in 2006. And it says, witness for Jesus Christ, witness for Jesus Christ, witness for Jesus Christ. Everywhere we go, we want the world to know we are a witness for Jesus Christ. Everywhere saints walk, witness for Jesus Christ. Every soul we meet, let the anointing fall. Every word we speak, witness for Jesus Christ. Saints, let's win souls for Christ, for our life is a light. Let our words be seasoned with love and grace. Oh, witness for Jesus Christ. Witness for Jesus Christ. Witness for Jesus Christ. Everywhere we go, we will tell the world we are a witness for Jesus Christ. And on that, I'm going to close out and turn it back over to Evangelist Bernard. This was a teaching class, saints, on the line and archives. So God bless you, and thank you so much.
Amen, amen. That was wonderful, Sister Ruby. I tell you, you all need to publish that manual. Talking about being a witness, she gave us some key factors. Witnesses, we are witnesses for Jesus Christ. She added a new twist. The Bible said, let your light so shine that men may see your good works. You don't have to stand on the mountaintop. All you have to do is live the life. All we have to do is impact the world and tell them about Jesus. But we have to be prepared. We just can't go out there any kind of way, because folks on the street, those that we think haven't heard this gospel, many of them are out there and they have backslid. They're in backslidden conditions. And those backsliders can come and I'll preach and I'll teach you that know the word. That's why Sister Ruby gave us some keys, some steps, some responsibilities, and some reasons and our purpose of wanting to be an effective witness. My God, my God. You know, everybody, you know, when we lose loved ones and we have homegoing services, and even those that haven't lived a life that has been pleasing to God, do you know somebody going to get up there and say, oh, well, they did. Somebody going to speak something pleasant about them. Even if they got a lie, you know, most of them will lie. You know, oh, they did this and they did that. And you know, is that the person laying there? Is that the same person that I was acquainted with? The same person that I grew up with? Amen. So everybody want to get up and say something pleasant about the deceased, about the dead. You know, but guess what? God has a record. God has a record, and we should want to say like the Apostle Paul said, I have fought a good fight. I finished my course. Well, we can't fight a good fight if we're not effective witnesses for Jesus. We can't fight a good fight and say, Lord, and expect the Lord to say, come in, thou good and thou faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few. Well, we're not even faithful over the few. We're not faithful over the few. So how can we expect for that to be declared over our lives? My God, my God, we're talking about witnessing. And then Sister Ruby went into fasting and praying. Oh, God, if we would just fast, if we would just pray. Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I'm going to draw all men unto me. Okay? And what does that mean? That's saying, hey, if we pray, if we fast, and we ask God to show us where to go, show us who to talk to, Lord God, when I walk out my door, let me be able to be a witness. Let me be able to share this gospel, this good news. And she talked about the resurrection. the death, the burial. We talked about being a dying to this flesh and being buried in his blood, buried in the water. And we even read about the water, the spirit, and the blood. Those three are agreeing. Those three are on record. They're in agreement with one another. And always go out with somebody that believes, that have faith, that trust in the word of God, where you all on, but don't go out with nobody that don't see things and perceive things the way you see them and perceive them, because there's going to be conflict. But you go out with love. You go out with somebody that have an understanding. We going to reach the souls at all costs. We're not going out there to get in conflict with one another. And she said one thing and I said, no, we have to all speak the same language. We have to get the mind that they had in the upper room. They were all on one accord and they all spoke with other tongues as the Spirit gave utterance. They were on one accord. They were united. They were unified. And that's what we have to be. We have to be unified if we're going to impact souls for the kingdom. That's what this life is about. It's about reaching souls. It's not about just your phone no more. No, no, no. God has folks that's not on this phone. He has people out there waiting on you. Some people, Sister Ruby may reach, I can't reach, and vice versa. But God has souls appointed and assigned just for us to be able to be a witness to. Amen. So, Sister Ruby, that was a wonderful, oh, glory. I feel like shouting. Oh, I feel like going on. That was a beautiful lesson. And you and Evangelist Joshua, y'all should have gotten that patented. God gave you all the idea to do this manual about witnessing. That was inspiring. Amen, amen. Make me want to get out there today and go talk to some people and tell them about this Jesus. Hallelujah. The same Jesus. He the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Woo, that was powerful. That was powerful. So we're going to go on, and I'm going to ask Sister Ruby. Sister Ruby doing a dual role today. She's manning the switchboard. She's teaching and preaching, and oh, God, probably got the chat room open. So I tell you, that was a word. And if you all weren't able to scribble all those, she gave you scriptures. Scribble all those scriptures down. I advise you to go back into the archives. Amen, and you can listen to these messages again and repeat it and back it up, rewind it and fast forward it and get what you need. We need to be equipped. These were some tools she's given us to be equipped where we can go out there on the battlefield and we don't have to be afraid. We don't have to be intimidated. We talk about Jehovah's Witness. We are Jehovah's Witness. I'm not talking about those that's walking under that denomination. But I tell you one thing about them, they're prepared. They're prepared and they're coming in twos. Go out in twos. The Bible says two is better than one. Amen. So we're going to open up the lines and see who's on the line. I'm not able to see, so I'm going to give it back to Sister Ruby where she can open up this portion of the segment.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Sister Ruby?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, we have a caller, your area code is 717-0600. Your line is open.
Yes. My name is Marilyn, and I'm calling from Pennsylvania. My cousin Albertine in California. She recommended me to you for prayer, and
what?
I would like prayer. I'm just trying to make transitions in life. I'm trying to start anew, and I would like to. I would like prayer for something that I've been working on, a big project, which I'd like to bring to take to California. I just want a prayer just so that everything goes right for me, and I just ask for your prayer.
Amen, amen. Well, we're just so thankful, Sister Marilyn, that you called in and you were obedient. The Bible says obedience is better than sacrifice. And everything that you expect in God to do, all he requires of us is to have faith. It's to have faith. And he said, where there's two or three touching and agreeing. So right now, I want everybody on the line. We all going to touch and agree with this young woman. Hey, glory to God. We're going to touch and agree. And everything that she's petitioning God for, this project that she's looking for, it to be a success. Hallelujah. You've come to the right place. Hey,
amen.
Glory to God. God said we have not because we are afraid to ask. But he said, ask and you shall receive. He said, seek and you shall find. He said, knock and the door shall be open. So we're going to bombard heaven today. Lord God, we bring Marilyn before you today, this seventh day of the month of August in the year of our Lord 2013. Oh, God, we've already heard the word for today. We're talking about witnessing. We're talking about being effective. We're talking about denying our flesh. We're talking about giving you all of our cares, God. Oh, we're talking about making our requests known. You told us to make our requests known. You told us to petition you, God. Oh, so we ask. Bring your mail in before you today, God. You know everything there is to know about her. You know when she was in her mother's womb. You know when she was going to rise and become, God. You know every test. You know every trial. You know the things that she's gone through. You know the persecution. You know the suffering, Lord God. But you said in your word, if we with you, we go reign with you one day. Oh God, for this light affliction is only for a moment. Oh, but she asks for prayer for this project to be a success, God. Ah, God, and we're gathered here today, and we're standing in agreement with her right now, God. And we're asking you to grant that petition as she travels here to California, God. Open up the doors. We already see you working. I see the doors being opened. Oh, God, and when you get here, and God already has the doors prepared, he's requiring something of you, Marilyn. He wants you to give him your life. Hallelujah, God, if you give God your life, he's going to make the pathway clear. He's going to make every crooked road straight. Because that's the kind of God that we serve. Oh, God, I'm asking you to bless her. If she's traveling by car, if she's traveling by flight, God, open up the doors, Lord God. For every situation, hallelujah, for every contract, hallelujah, for every agreement that she needs to close for this project to be a success, God. We're asking you to go before, God. You're already working, God, because you don't take no time off. You don't slow no sleep, God. You're already awake. Hallelujah. You know the way that you have prepared for us, God. Hallelujah. Meet every need. God bless our finances, God. Oh, but most of all, God, give our mind to trust you. Give our mind to serve you, God. Oh, for you said you would open up the windows of heaven and pass out blessings that we don't have room enough to receive. Hallelujah. When God start blessing, he already blessing. I see him working it out right now. I see him working it out right now. And you have to stay faithful. You got to remain faithful. Don't lose your focus. Don't get caught up into the celebrity. God, I have a little shocked out. There's nothing wrong with working with these people. But God wants you to be a witness now. You're not just going in there for yourself. You got to go in there for your family. Hey,
amen.
God, hallelujah. When
hallelujah.
that's going to be
that's
watching
right.
you. There are witnesses, hallelujah, that have their eyes on you. And when you put a police out there and you tell the Lord, I'm going to do thus, God, if you do thus, and God is looking for you to not renege on anything that you vow to do, anything that you told God to do for you, and you've made your request and you've made your petition, God expects you to honor it. Don't renege on God. I see God opening up the doors for you. Hallelujah. He's opening up the doors for you, Marilyn. But he said, I want you to be a witness. I'm going to send you in as a witness. And they're going to wonder where you came from. Hallelujah. And they're going to have to stand back and say, God did that thing. Let God do it. You get out of the way. You keep on praying. You keep on seeking God and let him do it. And if you're not sure it's God, put a police out. Hallelujah. Put a police out to the Lord and prove God. He told us we can prove him. He said, put me to the test. Prove me. Be like Gideon. When the angel came and told Gideon, he said, Gideon, hallelujah, you're going to save my people. And Gideon was confused. Gideon said, I'm the way I'm going to do all of this by myself, Lord. And he sent an angel to him. And then Gideon, he put God to the test. He said, Lord, if this is really you, I want a sign. Hallelujah. You put a priest out and you tell the Lord, Lord, I need a sign. I need a sign to know that this is you. I need a sign to know that I should go with this one or I should go with that one. And when you put it out there, you wait on God. I don't care if it's 24 hours or 24 days. Whatever you petition God for and you put that priest out, you wait till you get an answer. When you get that answer, you're going to know this is God. And then, after you get the answer, God is going to confirm it, Marilyn. God is going to confirm it through another witness, because God will never be left without a witness. He's going to have another person to confirm that which you're seeking in the earth. Glory to God. So that's what you do. But God already, he's already clearing the path. Hey, God, I don't know what it is. I don't know when it's going to come to pass. But I tell you this, God is not a man that he will lie. If God promised it to you, you're going to receive it. God is not an unfaithful God. He's faithful to the end. So you prove God. Oh, God, we ask you to bless her. Bless her going out and her coming in, God. Oh, God, bless her thoughts. Give her more creative ideas. More creativity, God, for your kingdom. God got the most creative folks that serve him. We ain't no wimps. We ain't no jelly bags. Hallelujah, God. Give us witty inventions. But he want us to serve him. He want us to honor him. He want us to reverence him. Hallelujah. So we bless you for now. We bless you for today, God. She has heard the word today, and she has made her request known. And we have touched and agreed with her. Hallelujah. We're looking for you to do it, God. We're looking for you to do it. And we want her to come back on this line and tell the people of God, tell us what God has done, because God is going to do it for you. Hallelujah. But guess what? It's going to cost you something, baby. Hey, God, he ain't just going to do it for you and then just let you be free and you don't give him no honor. You don't give him no glory. It's going to cost you something. Hallelujah. It's going to cost you something. So we pronounce blessings. We declare and decree the blessings of the Lord will overtake you. We declare and decree the blessings of the Lord will come upon you. Hallelujah. And everything that you petition him for, hallelujah, count it done. Count it done. It's done. Yes, it's done. We thank you for your obedience today, because obedience is better than sacrifice. There's a blessing when you are obedient, and you are obedient to Albertine, and God is going to bless you. He's going to reward you for that. Hallelujah. So we thank you. Hallelujah. We bless you today, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. You be blessed. Be blessed, man. Alan, God ain't through.
Thank you.
We count it done today. Ah, it was a reason. God always have a reason. Hallelujah. He knew you was going to be on this line. We didn't know, but God knew it. Hey, talking about witnessing. Hallelujah. God bless you, sweetheart.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you.
Anybody else, Sister Ruby? God, I feel this thing today. Woo, God. He'll never be left without a witness. He'll never be left without a witness. And his word will not go out and return unto him void. God have to honor his word. God can't be a liar. He can't fail and he can't lie. If he promised it to you, stand on it, trust him, and know that it's done. In Jesus' mighty name, hallelujah. Bless your
King.
Name. Bless your name, Sister Ruby. Oh, glory to God. I love him today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, I feel that thing. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Sister Albertine.
Praise the Lord, evangelist and prophetess Bernard. Praise the Lord, that was powerful. Praise the Lord, Sister Ruby. That message was beautiful about going out and, you know, just being a being on fire for God and being, you know, testifying and going out and talking to people. And it is important, because sometimes some people just need a word. Like, my ministry is through going to feed with sandwiches. I make the homeless sandwiches and little, you know, what's a sandwich and a piece of fruit, and just to say, God bless you, what's your name, I'm going to pray for you, because some people haven't eaten in 2 or 3 days, so it's all for the Lord. A sandwich is nothing to us. We take a bite and throw it in the trash. But to some people, they haven't eaten in 2 or 3 days. Nobody says hi. Nobody takes the time to give them a bottle of water. So those things are really, really important. And Evangelist Bernard, I'm going to tell you, are truly a woman of God, and you are a prophet because of the things you were just saying. You didn't know about her invention. This girl has an invention that's just going to blow the minds of people. It is incredible what God has given. You didn't know nothing about her having an invention. She just said a prophet.
No.
That was nothing but the Lord. And then you said about coming to California, she's about to move out here. You are truly a prophet, because you truly hear from God. You didn't know nothing about that. I told her just to call and ask for prayer, and you just spoke right into the spirit about her family. And I told her, I said, this project is for your family, and you're going to, it's not just for you, and make sure you give it to God, and make sure you glorify God. You are truly a woman of God with confirmation, speaking and hearing. And we love you, Evangelist Bernard. You know, she's a sweet girl. She's my father. She's my mother's brother's, oldest brother, O.C.'s daughter. And she lives in Pennsylvania. And I told her, I said, come on out here, because this is where you're going to need to get this project done. It's big. It's really big. And when she talks to you later, when you call her, she'll tell you all about what it is that she's doing. It is nothing but God. And also, real quick, because I take up all the time, a couple of weeks ago, I was speaking to this prophet, and he told me about that I was going to be going in the studio soon. So last night, the guy called me. I had submitted my screenplays. Remember I told you I had submitted my plays and pray over it, because I submitted it to this top producer. He called me last night, well, text me, and then he called me this morning and told me that he wants me to write 10 episodes on his new television, for his new television show. And also he wants me to be one of the writers to come aboard of him. He's going to be the next Tyler Perry. And he wants me to come aboard as a writer to help him. Now, you know that's going to help. See, the vision that I saw when he said that, I thought about you. I thought about your sister. I thought about the shows that I want to do. I didn't think about myself. I thought about how I can take this and use it as a tool to bless so many people. Just let me a blessing. I don't care about, you know, the money. The money's going to come. But just how it could be just the impact and how it can really show not just radio ministry, but visual ministry as to how powerful this thing is. You know, God put it together for a reason. You know, and I truly believe that. I truly believe that this is the beginning of a long relationship, a lot of powerful things happening. And the Lord, you know, the devil tried to deter me. God told me, go find the house that I want. I was like, well, Lord, I'm losing my house, Lord. Lord, what am I going to do about this house? He said, go find the house that you want. Go find what you want, and I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to give it to you. And everything that he's been promising me has been coming to fruition. And Evangelist Bernard, when I tell you this, woman of God, you just get ready.
Hallelujah.
Get ready. You and Sister Ruby, get ready. Because when I say that when the Lord blesses me, you're blessed. I want to. You'll see. And I love you. I love you for your ministry. I love you for your dedication to God, you and Sister Ruby. I really appreciate real women of God. I love you because you have been through things. I love you because you don't judge. I love you because you're the type of woman that says, look, I know what you're going through. I've been there. I know what's happening. I can understand. You don't judge. You don't hinder. You give it raw and real, 100% prayer. And you care. You call us back to see how we're doing. You care. Your ministry is true love and true fearing in that word of God. And I love you, Evangelist Barr, Sister Ruby, all the listeners. I love you. I really, truly do. You have literally helped save my life. You really have. You really don't know a lot of things you came on and preached and ministered, how it has really helped me. And I just want to say thank you. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for being a real woman of God. You and Sister Ruby set an example for women. You set an example. And that's not easy. You set an example. You say, this is how it should be done. And I thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. That spirit is moving. I thank you, Father. I worship you. I magnify you. I glorify your name, my Jehovah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
We thank God for you, I tell you.
Thank you. Thank you again, Sister Ruby, for that message. That was powerful. Thank you.
Oh, Lord, I felt like I was feeling so bad in my body today, and I didn't even feel like moving today. I just was stagnated, and my stomach was just nauseated. And I said, Lord, well, I've got to call Sister Ruby, somebody, because I can't do this today. Hallelujah. But you know the Bible said when you wait, that's when you are the strongest. Hallelujah. That's when you become strong in your weakness. And I've heard your testimonies, Sister Albertine. I've heard how you said you've been going through. Hallelujah. But you know, it's always trouble. Hallelujah. The trouble is always there. And look like the trouble intensifies when the blessing is greater. The greater the blessing, the greater the intensity of the trouble. The greater the intensity of the test and the trial. And see, the enemy knows that. And that's why he comes in like he come in. But the Bible reminds us that when the enemy comes in like a flood, he'll raise up a standard. Look at the suffering of Job. None of us have endured or went through anything like Job did. And the Lord granted Satan permission to afflict Job. But even in Job's affliction, hallelujah, he said, I'm going to trust in the Lord.
not going to trust. He said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. So all of the things that you have endured and gone through, hey, if you have thrown in the towel, if you have given up, you didn't get no calls from no producers. You didn't get no calls from no. That's what the enemy wanted. He wanted you to give in. Give in to this flesh. Succumb to this depression. Succumb to this feeling of hopelessness. But we have a hope in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. And he said these afflictions are only for a moment. They're only for a moment. Cast your care. And you have God. I commend you all. And I salute you and Sister Tammy, because you all have talked to me in private. And I know some of the challenges that you all were facing, but you came on this line regardless, in spite of, and you heard the word. Faith coming by hearing. See, we can't keep on reading. We can't keep on looking. We have to hear. Faith coming by hearing. And I commend you all, and even Sister T. I come on this line and you all hear this word, and this word is what strengthens us. This word is what encourages us and calls us to rise up to a level where we can believe God for the impossible, because there's nothing too hard for God. There's no impossibilities with him. Hallelujah. Oh, I done got some life. Oh, Lord, that young woman, the Holy Ghost began to speak. I don't know what folks are doing or what they're going through, but when you spend a little time with God, just take some time out. Take some time out and pray for other folks. And I tell you, whatever God calls to happen for them, he'll cause greater things to happen for you. Thank you, Jesus. I bless you today. Woo, God, hallelujah. Marilyn, you going somewhere, and says, in Albertine, hallelujah. God haven't given you the gifts that you have for them to just lay on the side, for them to lay dormant. Oh, no, baby, they're coming alive. And all of those folks that didn't remember you, it's all right. God had them where they wouldn't remember you, because God wanted to get you in a place where you can see who your true friends are. And there is not a friend like the lonely Jesus. Your friend is Jesus. And he's the only one that you can really depend on. To walk away, baby. Family will turn it back on you. Oh, but when you put your trust in God, hallelujah. Woo, God, I bless you today, Jesus. Back into your hands, Sister Ruby. I'm feeling this thing now. Woo, I feel the waters being stirred. Eh? You know, no more shots. We are witnesses. Hallelujah. Maintain your integrity. Keep on walking circumspectly before God, and God going to have them bowing down at your feet. Hallelujah. They're going to be bowing down at your feet. If you hold out, God got something greater for you. For everybody that holds out, he's got something greater for them. And I'm going to wait on God. I'm going to wait on him. I'm going to wait on God, because I know this too shall pass. We love you today, God. We are your witnesses. Hallelujah. We're not going to renege, oh God. We're going to serve you, God. We're going to do your will. Not our will, but your will is going to be done. Your will is going to be manifested in our lives. We're looking for the glory. The glory to be given to God, because all glory belongs to him. It don't belong to us. Sister Ruby.
Sister Cammy.
Yeah, hey, good afternoon. How you guys doing?
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Mm. Oh, Jesus.
Hey, Sister Bernard.
Hey, God, Cammy, I was about to call you. I told Sister Ruby yesterday I hadn't Harry, you're a senior. Hey, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Sister Ruby. Glory. I've just been listening in. God is good. Thank God. We've been missing the last couple of days. Actually, I've been with Ms. Albertine. We've been both looking for places. But even, I don't know if she told me, in the midst of us looking, God positioned us to be, you know, in a position to witness and pray for someone. So,
hallelujah.
Yeah, so, our work was still being done, even though we wasn't able to be online. So I feel like
God has
a way to use you regardless. So we have been missing coming on, and I want to just thank you, and for your prayers, and thank you I'm like Ms. Irene, for blessing me through your ministry, and know that God is getting ready to do great things, and as make us better, we can make you better. You know, I got to tell you before, as I release on my end, I'm going to continue to release over there, you know, and I can't wait to release and give back more like I was before, but I know that is on its way, and it's happening. It's done already, and I claim in Jesus' name.
I don't feel good unless
I am doing it. I think you deserve it. I think you have stood the test of time. I think you have been obedient, and I think because of that, God has to reward you. And by rewarding us, we can reward you, and we can bless you and bless the ministry so you can move on and do greater things. So I'm looking forward to that.
Right.
I'm looking forward to that. The day that I can be able to do something bigger and greater, it's going to be the happiest day of my life, because I really do appreciate your what all you've been doing on your radio station. I get choked up thinking about it, because it's like I know it takes time, every single day to get on here, and you still on here regardless of 10 people or one person. And you're blessing, and you're giving back, and I just grateful you never ask for anything, and you're doing it because God asked you to, and you're being obedient. So just because of that, I'm blessed. I'm always blessed. I'm thankful for it. And I want you to know that. I want you to know every single day. Even if I'm not on here, I'm thinking about you, because again, I'm waiting on that day that I can. And Lord knows, in the past, I've been able to be such a blessing to a ministry, and I don't think I sold well. When I say sold well, I don't think I sold into a ministry that has done
good percent
of what you've done. So, I mean, if I could take back and do what I've done for that to you, I just know that you could do a lot more, and that you would take it and use it for what it's needed for. So I'm looking forward to it. God is taking me to that next level, and I'm getting ready to be able to do some great things, and I can't wait to be able to help you out more. So thank you again for everything.
Lord, I bless you. You know, I was praying this morning. I was up about 3-something this morning. And I said, Lord, hallelujah. I just was praying, crying out to the Lord. I said, now, hallelujah. You know God has put something in your spirit. Hallelujah. And you haven't seen it come into fruition. You say, Lord, you begin to consult with God. Lord, you say it does and does. Hallelujah. See, the Lord loves us to do that. He loves us to give it. He want to hear his word being spoken. He want to know that you know that word. And you know the promises that he made. And I tell you, just to hear you all talking about our God opening up doors. Oh, God, I bless you. And even, you know, the scoring that you've done, Sister Cam and Sister Albertine, and all of those that have sung, even Sister Ruby sang something just through hearing me talk about somebody. She sowed a seed into somebody she didn't even know. You know, we can't be obedient to God. We can't give and he don't give it back to us. That's why we don't come on this line begging. Hallelujah. We don't come on here asking nobody to sow for a word. We don't operate. Hallelujah. He said, freely you receive, you freely you have to give. This word ain't for us to charge. We can't charge nobody for a word from God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, so we thank you for the seeds that you sow. Hallelujah. But we're not here, you know, we're not dictators. We're not here to tell nobody how they must do this and how they must. All we're here to do is preach and teach this gospel. And guess what? If your heart condemns you, then God is greater. I can't go into nobody's bedroom. I can't go into their home. And tell them how to correct their children. All we can do is preach the word. Preach the word. And we're not dictators. We're not lords over God's people. Hallelujah. And that's where we come into and we get out of order with God, because guess what? Then we want folks to look to us like we are the great I am. No, I'm a servant. I'm here to serve. I don't want to. God deserves the worship. He deserves the glory. He deserves the praise. Yes, you're supposed to respect people in their respective places, but don't get so big and puffed up like folks got to bow down to you. And Lord, you can't gonna tell you what you can and can't do. Girl, the word tell me that. That's not my job. That's not my. Sister, what are we talking about? Responsibilities. That's not our responsibility. Our responsibility is to teach and preach the word freely. Freely, we're not here to beat up people and make them feel like they're nothing and prostitute them and pimp them and then kick them to the curb. That's not God. That's not God, and that's not love. That's not love. Jesus said, with love have I drawn you. Woo, y'all have encouraged me. I know my prayer this morning, it wasn't in vain, because I'm already seeing the results. Hallelujah, when you can testify about the goodness of Jesus. Sister Tammy, hey, God, that right there has encouraged me. That, woo, Lord, I got healed while I was on this line. Because my stomach was still tore up. Hallelujah. Well, and when you ain't feeling good in your physical body, you don't call on the Lord. Hey, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. So I thank God for you all. This is of God. This is of God. I don't care. You know, when you got something to say about the Lord and you out there doing, you all say you were out there taking care of your business, but you're talking to people. You're telling people about, telling them about this Jesus. Oh, I love him today. Sister Ruby, God. You started it, Sister Ruby, so it's on you. Hallelujah. We are witnesses. My soul is rejoicing.
Sister T.
I bless the Lord for you women of God. I tell you, I bless the Lord for you. I wish we had more men on the line, but that's all right. God going to even bless that, even the doors that I'm looking for God to open up, even in this region. And I say, Lord, if you don't open the doors in this region, guess what? You'll take me to another region. Hallelujah, because I'm following your footsteps. Your footsteps, not mine. I want you to order my steps. Hallelujah, and I want my footsteps to be a footprint of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Woo, let me start. Sister Ruby, anybody else? Lord, bless you today.
Sister T.
Keep on doing great things.
Sister T.
Great things.
He's not answering. Sister T, one more time.
She may be in a place where she can't respond, Sister Ruby.
Yep, that's everybody.
Hallelujah.
That's everybody. Give it back to you.
Woo, y'all have blessed me today. I got blessed with that word from Sister Ruby and these testimonies. Hallelujah. That's what we'll do tomorrow. We'll have some testimonies where people can talk about the goodness of Jesus, where they can talk about how he brought them. Oh, Lord, have mercy, Jesus. Sister Ruby, that was good word. That was a good lesson today. Hallelujah. I got to get all those scriptures. You were going so fast, I couldn't get all of them, but I'm going to go back, and I'm going to get those scriptures. That's a beautiful manual. So God bless you, Sister Ruby. We thank God for you. Thank God for Sister Nell and tuning in. Thank God for all those that are listening live on the internet, those that go in the chat room. Thank God for Sister Albertine and Sister Cammie, Sister T. Remember to keep praying for Sister Patrice Moore and her family. Amen. So we bless you. We're going to give you back to our speaker, Sister Ruby, and she can close us out with a prayer and with a song, and we'll see you all on tomorrow. Testimony. We're going to have some testimonies. I didn't have nobody scheduled. I was led to call somebody, but I'll see how the Lord deal with me for the rest of the day. So God bless you all. I'll be looking to come down there to one of them mansions. Sister Cammie and Sister Albertina and Sister Mel. Sister Ruby and I, we're going to load up and drive down. Have some all-night prayer. Hallelujah. Just cry out to the Lord for his goodness. All right, Sister Ruby, back into your hands.
Oh, Lord, we just thank you for your word that came forth today. For the testimony of Sister Albertine, Sister Cammie, we thank you for blessing them and leading and guiding them. We thank you for this focus thought this week about Evangelist Bernard say we are witnesses, but we are witness for Jesus Christ. They were out telling the good news to the people they were looking for, but you had them to witness about you. Lord, we just thank you and praise you, and we just give you all the glory and all the praise, because without you we can't do anything. We just thank you for this hour and this time. We thank you for advance for the new Sister Albertine's cousin coming on the line. Lord, she's a witness for you.
Yes, hallelujah.
So we thank you for it, because you know everybody's going to be on the line. It was a few more, but they dropped off. They may have to be busy, whatever. But I thank you for strengthening me. I thank you for this witness manual. I thank you for putting it in my spirit. And I thank you for the witnesses of you, Jesus Christ, and how we are to look forward to live this life in holiness and pureness and seek you from above, that you may reign with us as we go forth in our daily life and our daily activities with our families and children. And we thank you and we love you for sending different saints through to this broadcast, because only through you could you lead and guide them to this broadcast, New Destiny Ministries, A Time of Reflection. We thank you again for our founding host, Evangelist Avenard. We thank you for strengthening her and making her feel better, Lord Jesus. But you know all things. When she said yesterday, I said, oh, no. And then you woke me up and say, start studying. So I thank you, Lord Jesus, that you know everything before it even begins. We love you and we praise you, and we give you all the glory and all the praise in Jesus. Amen and amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. I told my way. I told my way. I told my way. On the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I told my way. I told my way. I don't mind waiting on the Lord. Can we stand again? Come on.
Praise the Lord. We're closing. We see you tomorrow. Praise the Lord.